The woman in white still has you stunned, but lucky, or unlucky for you, after you left the gas station, your car happens to stop in front of a beautiful old and what appears to be abandoned house. It's almost like your car has a mind of its own and purposely left you here. Sitting in your car, glancing around at the fog while trying to figure out what you are going to do, some lights come on in the old house. You don't hesitate to walk through the gate and go up to the door, but you do hesitate before knocking because you see a shadow gliding in front of the window that has you mesmerized. You don't know how long you've been standing there locked in your own imagination before the door slowly opens. Still feeling like you are under some sort of spell, you walk into the house and up the stairs. It's almost like you've been there before because you know exactly where you're going. You catch shadow glimpses out of the corners of your eyes of what appears to be beautiful women. Then you immediately flash back to the woman in white and how excited you were. Before you can have another thought that you remember anyway, you wake up to find yourself naked on the bed. You feel sore in places that you shouldn't. You have the scent of sex all around you. Your cock and balls feel sore and drained, but you have no idea of what happened to you. As you slowly start to sit up, you notice candles all around and weird symbols written on the floor. You have no idea what it is or what it means, but you want to get out of there as quick as you can. Hurriedly, you get dressed and try to rush out of the front door, only to realize that you can't open the door. You run through the house looking for another way out, but nothing is opening for you. No doors or windows. After trying for many hours, you make your way back to the front parlor, where you take a seat on the couch. Again, you wake up naked on the bed, feeling exactly the same way as you did yesterday, sore and drained. This goes on day after day until finally, one morning you wake up to find that you realize the symbols on the floor and around the house are sigils from some sort of priestess, spirit, demon, or who knows. But it's using you sexually, and it's not letting you leave. You are fed and sexed on a daily basis. What more could you want? As you make your way down the stairs once again, you find something new. A way to communicate? I hope you enjoyed the story. And who knows? It definitely can continue on. Have a great day.